Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says clerks mailed out at least 11,000 absentee ballots prior to the Court of Appeals order from Friday that reinstated voter ID. Those ballots did not include instructions for people to send a photocopy of their photo ID back with the ballots. That is required under the voter ID law. Kennedy says a few hundred voters already filled out those absentee ballots and sent them back. He says it's now up to those voters to follow up and get a copy of their ID to the local clerk.
If they don't, the ballot will be rejected. It won't be counted. It won't be destroyed. So if there's any kind of challenge to whether or not it should have been counted or not, that can be addressed through the recount process through the courts.
Kennedy says clerks will be in contact with every voter that was mailed a ballot without photo ID instructions. Kennedy says right now the GAB is relying on the media to get the word out about voter ID. He says the board had a public service campaign ready to go a couple years ago, but it doesn't have the money for it now.
You know, we developed a Bring It to the Ballot campaign. We've got the ads in. We don't have it in the budget. We're exploring with joint finance how we might be able to.
Kennedy says voters should do their homework. For example, he says some college IDs that would have worked for voting in 2012 won't work for voting now.
Nothing's really changed from then to now. It's just a question that a lot of colleges didn't update their IDs.
Kennedy acknowledged that implementing the law this close to the election won't be easy, but he says clerks and the GAB are up to the challenge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.